Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for all the blessing that has come into the world because the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ has been made known. Especially do we thank Thee for the blessing that has come upon little children because the story of the Lord Jesus was ever brought into the world. Add Thy blessing to us now as we study, that we may be benefited by our consideration of these things. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. In the Gospel according to Matthew, in the 19th chapter, verses 13 to 15, bring to our mind a simple incident in the life of our Lord, which is among the best known, as well as it is one of the sweetest instances that is recorded of His life here upon earth. And it follows, just after what we were considering before, the very difficult and obscure and troubled problem of marriage and divorce. But now we come out right immediately following that into one of the most wonderfully simple and clear aspects of truth. It has to do with little children. The passage is so short that I can read it to us all. Then were there brought unto Him little children, that He should put His hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto Me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And He laid His hands on them and departed thence. Parents bring their little children to the Lord for His blessing. And by the way, when the word little children is used here, it means what you and I would call nurslings, little children that are still nursing, and certainly that are still, we'll say, on their mother's knee. So that we'll say that this would refer to children that are not over 4 years of age, possibly 2, 3, 4 years of age. And there were parents that brought these little children to the Lord Jesus Christ that He should put His hands on them and pray. So that actually there were people seeking His blessing. And the disciples rebuked them. The disciples apparently felt that these young children were too young to receive any benefit from anything that would come from the Lord Jesus Christ. How well we can understand how this could happen even in our day and time. How often there are people who think that because a child is 6 or 8 or 10 years of age, they're too young to think about the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is forever really to be considered when these things are brought forth, because this is a statement as clear as it can be put. When Jesus answered saying, Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto Me. It'll help if you read that. Suffer, little children, to come to Me. Come unto Me. And forbid them not. How easily we fall into the snare of thinking that the blessing of the Lord is to be earned, and since the children can't work, they can't earn. How oftentimes we're inclined to think that you won't be blessed unless you understand, and the little children don't understand, so they can't be blessed. We're wrong on both counts. We don't have to earn it, we don't have to understand it. We only need to come to receive it. How easily we fall into the snare of thinking that we need to qualify in some way so that it will justify the Lord to give us blessing, forgetting that the Lord came to save. He came to give, and that belonging to Him is not a matter of working up to something. It's not a matter of understanding into something. It is a matter of receiving something, and even a child can receive it. Suffer the little children to come unto Me. Put up with the confusion that there is when the little children come. Endure the annoyances and the irritations when little children are around. Suffer little children to come unto Me. They will want to come to Him. You can remember how it is with little children when you hear them sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. They all want to do it. And you know what it is when little children go into the nursery department in Sunday school? They really want to go, and they want to share, and they want to sing, and they want to give their offering such as they have. They want to do these things. And the Lord Jesus says, they suffer them to come. Let them come. They will want to come. And the truth is that little children readily receive the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every now and again one comes upon people, and some of them are sincere people, who hesitate to tell the Bible stories to the little children because they're afraid the little children won't understand them. Listen. The important thing is that the little children hear them. The little children will receive them. They'll receive them better than grown-ups will. And they'll take them as true, which they are. So you tell the stories to the little children. And let the little children come to the Lord Jesus Christ. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. That's the way it's put. We've heard that before. Here it is again. The truth of the matter is that we enter into the kingdom of heaven by receiving from the Lord what he has prepared. And little children can do that. That's the character of the people who actually have dealings with God. And then there follows this statement, he laid his hands on them and departed thence. Evidently, there was something in this laying on of the hands that involved that was related to the matter of blessing them. Actually, I'm inclined to think that it was just a gesture, that the laying on of the hands on their heads was a gesture, such as folding your hands when you pray, bowing your head when you pray, shutting your eyes when you pray. Sometimes you lift your face to heaven when you pray. Sometimes the arms are raised up over your head when you pray. I think it's a gesture. It's a sort of like a posture would be. Sometimes you kneel when you pray. Now the Lord Jesus, in praying for these children, put his hands upon their head. If you were praying to the Lord, you might kneel. You might look up into his face. When you're praying for someone, especially like little children, you could lay your hands on them. It doesn't mean that any particular power passed through his fingertips, as much as it means that he exercised this gesture in such a way as to imply that he was conferring upon them certain blessing, which happens by prayer in answer to his faith. And apparently he was conferring upon them some benefit. Something was actually being given to them. This is no different in itself in the kind of thing it is that when parents benefit their children, when they pray for their children. Every parent could keep in mind that if you will faithfully pray for your children, it will be as though you were laying your hands upon them and dedicating them to the Lord and praying for them. One of the glories of the Christian gospel is what has been done for children. Elsewhere in the world, in other societies and in other cultures, oftentimes children are ignored. Sometimes they're actually shunted out of the way. And in some cases, their lives are actually considered as being worth nothing much. It just depends upon what the parents want to do with them. There have actually been people living in the world who had a social setup, had their society so organized that they were quite willing to accept as being proper in its place the action of parents who would actually take the lives of their children. All of that is changed in the Christian gospel. In the Christian gospel, there is an attitude of graciousness and of kindness and of mercy that extends even to the way in which we treat little children. And little children have a right when they come into the presence of God. We open the way before them because he spoke this way to us, saying, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Let them come directly to me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And now I want to turn back in my thinking to one other aspect of this. How would you let the little children come unto the Lord in this day and time? He isn't around. How would you let them come unto the Lord? Well, the first thing I would say to parents is, I'd let them go to Sunday school, and perhaps even let them go to church, because they'll want to go. Now, I know there will be times when they'll slack off and times when they'll have exceptions, but they will want to go, and I'd make it a point to see that they did. Now, that's one thing that we could do. Another thing we could do is when they do go to church and when they do go to Sunday school, we could make it a point that they hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, that they actually come to know Him. Now, let us keep this in mind, that just going into church doesn't mean that everything done in there is sacred. And just going to Sunday school doesn't mean that everything said in there and everything taught in there is right, or that it's even good, or that it's desirable. Let's have this in mind. If the children do come to Sunday school, let's make it a point to see that they hear the gospel, that they hear the stories of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they come to know those stories. And if the young people do come to church, let us find that they let them find out that the gospel is so preached and is so taught that it is for them, because that will be letting them come. Suffer the little children to come unto me. And so far as you and I are concerned, we're going to have to present the Lord Jesus Christ to them, and we need to do that. And so far as parents are concerned, they need to do that. I have known of some instances of parents who themselves had stopped going to church, but because they had little children coming up, they started going to Sunday school because they felt the little children needed to go. And they were right. And that would be included in this thing. And the Lord would expect that from us, that we would make it possible for these little children to have it. So I say, there would be a matter of actually taking them to Sunday school and taking them to church. And then in case we happen to teach or have any chance like that, it's up to us to show them the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no mistake, they'll be able to understand it better than we realize. All we need to do is set it out before them so they'll have that opportunity. Our God and Heavenly Father, add Thy blessing to our children. Add Thy blessing to our homes and our families and our Sunday schools and our churches, that the little children may come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and draw nigh unto Him. And so, our Father, we pray Thy blessing upon teachers and upon parents, that they may in all faithfulness show the little children the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. For His name's sake we ask it. Amen.